From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to Influencer Week on the MarTech Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Knit. Knit enables businesses of all sizes to reach potential customers through audio ads on premium podcast content like CNN, Bleacher Report, and TMZ. They're a dynamic ad insertion platform that allows you to choose your audience by selecting which shows, geographies, and keywords you want to target with podcast advertising. And since Knit is a self-service platform, there's no minimum order sizes. I'm a Knit customer. I can vouch that it's an incredibly easy, it's a cost-efficient way to market your product or service. So if you're interested in learning about the Knit advertising platform or just podcast advertising in general, you can book a 30-minute strategy session with me by going to the link in our show notes or clicking benjshaap.com/knit. That's K-N-I-T. So click the link in our show notes or head over to benjshaap.com/knit to schedule your podcast advertising strategy session and start building your audience with Knit. Bringing podcast advertising to the people, that's Knit. This week, we're going to do a deep dive into one of the most impactful and cost-efficient ways to drive growth, influencer outreach. Each day this week, we're going to publish an episode that covers how you can target, reach, create, and market influencer content. Joining us for Influencer Week is Dmitry Dragliev, who is the founder of JustReachOut.io, which is a SaaS tool used by more than 4,000 businesses such as Airbnb, HubSpot, LeadPages, Nickelodeon, to pitch relevant bloggers, influencers, and journalists to get exposure through press coverage without the help of PR firms. Outside of his work on Just Reach Out, Dmitry is also the founder of the PR That Converts coaching program, which has helped more than 500 entrepreneurs get publicity and grow their visitors to reaching hundreds of thousands of visitors per month within a few months. Dmitry has a wealth of information related to influencer outreach and public relations, and we're thrilled to have him as our guest. So here's the first installment of Influencer Week, where we talk about building your target influencer list with Dmitry Dragliev from JustReachOut.io. Dmitry, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's great to have you here, and I'm excited to be talking about influencers and public relations with you all week long. And before we get started, give us a quick overview of what Just Reach Out is and a little bit about your background so the marketers that are listening understand who you are.
Sure. So Just Reach Out helps small businesses pitch journalists without PR firms and get exposure and be in the spotlight. So it's kind of the holy grail for these small businesses, startups, entrepreneurs, even marketers that cannot afford a $15,000 a month retainer with a PR company or PR agency. The software allows you to find most relevant influencers and journalists, figure out what you want to say to them to get that conversation started, and eventually actually say it, get that relationship going, and eventually get the exposure, get the spotlights on you. And about my background, I was a software engineer, was tremendously unhappy at my job, quit everything I had, sold everything I had, moved to Silicon Valley, and just tried a whole bunch of things for years and years and years. And eventually was lucky enough to be part of a few startups that got acquired. I was in for the journey and learned a lot. And it just so happened that the guy who was my first mentor was a self-taught PR hacker. And he helped me learn the craft. And I pretty much stopped doing anything I was doing before, like writing code or anything like that, and just started perfecting this art of starting conversations and building relationships with people I didn't know at all over internet. And that led me here, running this startup, this software company that allows people to start conversations and get featured in press.
So you have an interesting background in the sense that you came from the technology side and worked your way into marketing, and you were an entrepreneur. And now you have this rich experience helping small companies do their PR and outreach, and you're using your technology background to sort of disintermediate the need for an agency. You also mentioned that there's a couple of different phases for doing outreach. There's figuring out who you're going to talk to, actually engaging with them, creating the content, marketing it, and then evaluating whether the campaign is successful. And that's really what I want to focus on for Influencer Week. So let's start off with the first topic, which is building your influencer list. Give us the basic overview of how you advise companies when they are thinking about who to reach out to start getting some eyeballs to their businesses, to their products.
Sure. I do this all the time. So we have customers who go in and they say, well, we want to start pitching journalists, but we don't know how to start doing so. We know what we do and we can create a press release. So the idea is usually to step back and forget what you do, but focus on the news at the moment in your industry, or figure out what types of content is being shared right now. And this can be any industry. So let's pick the most unsexiest, boring, crappy type of an industry. Let's do
paperclip manufacturing.
Paperclip manufacturing. All right. So in terms of paperclips, there's probably content that comes out around how people use paperclips, the most innovative, craziest ways, right? What they've done with paperclips. Maybe people are creating structures out of them. Maybe there's like brain teaser exercises with their teams. Maybe they're doing all sorts of crazy things with paperclips that you never think about of doing.
Top five ways to get paperclips out of your nose.
Yeah, something like that. So the first exercise with anything like this, actually, there's a company that does loans for veterans for buying a home, which is like, it's just so hard to spin a sexy title around that or get that into press because it's like a mortgage lender. Like, what are you going to do with that? So what we started looking for is, what kind of content do people look for? And after a while of researching, you just find that the search trends are rather high for, how do you get a loan when you have bad credit? How do you get a loan when you haven't had a job for a long time and you're just a veteran? So for these types of terms, we look at what is currently fronting up on Google, what is currently fronting up on Instagram, what is currently fronting up on Twitter, and how is this content weak? How is it lagging something? For example, a lot of the veteran loan stuff is extremely dated and not accurate anymore, and it's still on the first page of Google. So the first thing was, we found a tremendous gap between what was really happening and what this content was presenting 3, 4, 5 years ago. So there's a huge opportunity there for this company to address that gap, so they can write content that is actually up to date, that is designed on a website that looks like it's 2018, and address that gap. For them, it's more of a figuring out where their audience are hanging out. It's these types of publications, because they're Googling, they're finding these publications and writing content for these publications. But for like a paperclip manufacturer, somebody who's smaller or just a different product, their audience might be hanging out on Instagram, or maybe we have an independent consultant who does pitch decks. A lot of her audience are actually hanging out at events where people are pitching, these startups are pitching, and she helps these startups pitch and raise funds. So it's picking where and what to start that conversation.
The thing that occurs to me is, you're talking about a content strategy. And when I think of building an influencer outreach list, understanding what your product is, understanding why it's differentiated, and understanding what content ranks in Google or might show up in Instagram, obviously is very important. But understanding who that has reach is writing about it also seems like an important part of the equation, right? I could go and I can create content and publish it on my assets, and it will hopefully rank in Google. And that's your content and your SEO strategy. What I want to understand is, how do you get other people to write about what you're doing? And how do you figure out who would be relevant for you? How do you build the influencer list, the people that you're going to reach out to?
So when you're looking at who is fronting up on Google, who is fronting up your Instagram, those are the people you'll be reaching out to, because they're the ones who have your audience and keep getting more and more of your audience. And that's where you will be publishing your content. So those publications that already have the number one spot for your key terms, those are the publications that are getting that traffic that you want. So it'll be very hard for you to start outranking them, because you're usually brand new. So it'll take you a long time to build up authority and run these campaigns for outranking somebody. I've done a lot of these, and my background is in SEO. But I would say go to the actual publication, and that's Instagram or whoever it is who has your audience, your YouTube channel, and start creating content for them, because they have your audience already. So when you make your list of who is number on the first page of Google, who is at the top of Instagram or YouTube, or who's the top podcast in your niche or the top meetup. And then start going after all those folks, because they already have your audience, and start creating content for them that is better than what they currently have on their site. Because you're basically doing their job for free for them, but in return, maybe you get some traffic from it, some exposure. And that's how you start your efforts.
One of the things that occurs to me when I think of influencer outreach, to me, there's a segmentation of, like, influencers are on Instagram, or maybe they're on Twitter or Facebook. It's a social media related term. And when I think of public relations, I think of journalists, people writing on newspapers, or what used to be newspapers, publications. So when you figure out who you want to reach out to because they're writing content that's relevant to your subject, how do you figure out how to get in touch with the person?
Well, we have a software that does all the heavy lifting for us. But essentially, what I typically go through is I rank for the keyword find anyone's email. There's a whole sequence of events that happens. And distilled.com or .net, those guys, the distilled SEO agency, popularized this process a long time ago, probably 5 years ago. There was an article that came out that basically goes through all the preconceived formats of an email address at a publication. So if you're at CNN, usually you can use a tool, Email Hunter, now it's Hunter, they're a big name now, but basically what they've done is they looked at what is the format of the email for that publication, and all the emails that they've indexed publicly kind of helps inform that format. There's tons of tools out there now. The great one that I typically use is Interstellar. They're really good. I'd say out of all those email tools, and there's so many, out of all of them, Clearbit has the best data. Clearbit has a direct access to LinkedIn API, and they're pulling data directly from LinkedIn. One of LinkedIn founders, I think, is an investor in Clearbit, and that's why they have that deal. I'm not 100% sure on the details there, but I just know Clearbit has the best data, just because when you install their plugin, that plugin will go through your Gmail box. And not only will it pull data out of it, it'll pull all contact info out of it. But in return, when you go to any website, you can get email data for any website's contact that you like. So you have to select. Usually it sits in Chrome. So whenever you're visiting a website, you should be able to click it and it'll give you the contact information of everybody has for that site or specific contact that you can search. And it's free. Clearbit API is not free, but the Clearbit Chrome extension is free. And I do use that on and off. We have a software that pretty much uses all of these different plugins and data sources. And we have our own way of finding contact information. But I'd say for somebody who's mid-sized business who is doing some outreach and just needs to solve the problem of finding the right contact information, install Hunter, install Clearbit, install some of these other ones. There's just so many email finder tools now. Interstellar is a great one that I tell people to use. And all of them will find and verify an email for you. I think it's somewhat of a commoditized type of a thing now. I'd say if you really, these tools are not working for you, I'd go to Gmail and basically hack finding their Gmail. Look at their Twitter profile and take that handle. Do an @ @gmail.com And then when you search in Gmail, usually you can search your whole inbox. You can put that email in. If you've ever done that, it doesn't find anything for you, but it knows the person's email address. It'll front up a little avatar. And that will give you a clue as to whether you're looking for the right person and you found the right email address. And this email address doesn't have to be one that you've emailed from your Gmail. So you can go and take benx@gmail.com and search it. And if that's a real email address with a real Google Plus ID attached to it, it'll front up an avatar for it. So anyway, that's a long-winded answer, but there is a whole bunch of things you can do and extensions you can use.
Last question for today's episode. We've talked a lot about how to get someone's email address and different ways to build your list. Is email the way that you suggest reaching out? Do you recommend reaching out to journalists and influencers in the platform that they are an influencer? Let's say you're reaching someone on Instagram. Should you DM them? Should you reach out on LinkedIn? Or is email just generally the best way to go?
The last 4 years, I've been dealing with journalists. I haven't been dealing as much with influencers that are solely YouTube or Instagram. I do find email is still the primary way to get hold of everybody. I do supplement it with Instagram or Twitter or LinkedIn once in a while because email does get a little busy. But honestly, email just works because I track email. I know when they've opened my email and then I act based on the analytics for it.
Okay. I think that's a great bit of advice in terms of how to reach an influencer and a public relations audience. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to Dimitri for joining us. If you'd like to learn more of Dimitri's tips for building an effective influencer strategy, we're going to publish an episode every day this week. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and check back with us tomorrow morning when we talk about how to build relationships with influencers. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Dimitri and his business, go to justreachout.io or click on the link in our show notes to his bio. A special thanks to Knit for sponsoring this podcast. If you're interested in using podcast advertising to grow your reach, I've still got a few spots open for this month's podcast advertising strategy session. So click the link in our show notes or go to benjshap.com/knit to book your media strategy planning session with me. If you're a subscriber to the MarTech Podcast, thank you for being a member of our community. If you ever have questions, if you have comments, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, feel free to click the Contact Us link in our show notes or reach out on Twitter or LinkedIn. My company handle is Ben J. Schaap, LLC, and my personal handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. If you haven't subscribed yet and you want a weekly stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, in addition to the rest of Influencer Week, we've got some great episodes lined up. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow. Okay, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.